patient has to be alive to extract organs. My friend said, and I quote, "It's all just rather confusing. At first, everyone seemed extremely enthusiastic, even to the point of the doctor saying his lung x-rays were beautiful," unquote. Lungs are one of the organs that they harvest. They prepare patients for organ harvesting when the family is hurting and confused, and certainly the family does not expect that they are not taking care of the best interest of the patient, but are, in fact, prepping that patient for organ extraction. That, my friends, is the rest of the story from yesterday. Our guest today is Keith Johnson. His website is revoltoftheplebs.com. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. We are going to...
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Thank you.
with her that novel. And, of course, you know, most people probably have not really delved into who wrote that or anything about the person that wrote it. So, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, started to get interested in politics was just around the time that libertarianism started to become popular, and I thought, that sounds like a good idea, but just the thought of having airplanes flying through the sky with, you know, unregulated, that kind of turned me off to the whole thing. You know, it all goes back to this whole demonization of the word fascism, which is, you know, not necessarily a bad thing. You know, capitalism or this extreme kind of ideology that Ayn Rand put forth was basically something that would remove fascism completely altogether, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, like I say. You know, for instance, if we are to take over this country and we're to break up this media monopoly and this banking empire, it's going to require some degree of fascism, which is the government cooperating with businesses. You know, I mean, it worked in Nazi Germany, it worked in Italy, and, you know, it's just one of those words that gets a lot of negative publicity, you know.
Right, yeah. and on purpose. I mean, it's really nationalism.
Yeah.
And really, well, we should all be nationalist.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, we can remove that word fascism and put it into another context, but, you know, if fascism is done, I mean, I can see where fascism can be bad. Fascism, when it conspires with business against the people, that's bad. But when government and the people conspire against corrupt businesses, well, then that's a good thing. You know, so
yes.
It all depends on the context that you use it in. But it's just one of those, you know, favorite words that the patriot movement likes to banter about, you know, we're a fascist dictatorship and all of this sort of thing.
Sure.
And,
you know,
I try to keep away from those kinds of things.
Sure. You know, capitalism really is really what they call the American system, which is a mercantile economic system that Alexander Hamilton advanced. And it was exactly like Rothschild's European plan that he described in the Hazard Circular. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have now, is basically monopoly capitalism.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
So that's not a good thing.
Yeah. Getting back to this weekend that I spent in Nashville, what inspired me to go was an announcement on one of your other radio shows where Charles is a frequent guest, and he announced that he was going to be making a visit to Nashville, to this Cornerstone Church, and it was in response to them hosting this anti-Sharia conference. And he wrote the pastor a letter, and part of the letter said, the lead speakers are inflammatory, anti-Islamic racists who engender, if not openly, advocate war in Iran. This program is not about Sharia law or jihad, as is its pretext. It is about war. One or more hotels have canceled the event with good reason, and you have picked it out of the gutter. So,
whoa.
Yes. So that was a very strong language, and I thought, well, this should be interesting. So when I was on the phone with my editor at American Free Press, and I do want to say this before we go any further. I am a writer whose articles frequently appear in American Free Press. Since the beginning of the year, I've written one or two articles a week for the newspaper, but I'm not part of the staff. So since we're going to be talking about controversial issues, I just want to give the disclaimer that my opinions do not necessarily reflect that of American Free Press. I just want that to be stated. However, I did get permission for my next article assignment to be covering this conference and the vigil. Gave me an opportunity to meet with Chuck Carlson. He gave me the green light, so I decided, hey, this is great. When I talked with Chuck, I was under the impression that the conference and the vigil would be held at the same time, but it wasn't. Chuck didn't come until Friday evening, so he missed the conference.
introducing Michael Anthony's private stock, Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung Formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great-tasting herbal teas, and more. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's private stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
patriotic ambiance, red, white, and blue everywhere. They started the ceremony with a rousing rendition of the national anthem, and the woman was actually wearing a glittery blouse with red, white, and blue, and singing in a very charismatic way to stir everyone up into their American patriotism, you know.
You just said something that's really important.
You know, they just... but,
stir everyone up.
Yes, exactly. And the invocation, you know, was more along, was just following that same spirit. And it was given by a man by the name of E.W., what's his name here in my program, E.W. Jackson. And he's a African-American in the same mold as Herman Cain. And I guess this is, you know, a strategy that they're trying to use. They're thinking they're going to fight an African-American president with another African-American president. And, you know... I don't want to go off on a tangent, but, you know, it amazes me. I heard the actor, Morgan Freeman, he's an African-American, saying that the Tea Party and the GOP, their main objective is to get this black man out of the White House. But I think you probably agree with me that if you and I or any other white person would walk into a GOP function, we might get a little smile and a handshake. But, if a black man walks in, they'll be all over him. They'll be fawning all over him. Not that they like black people, but because they want to use them, you know, use them as a weapon. And this guy, you know, he sounded like a revivalist preacher, you know, getting up there talking about American exceptionalism and how our American culture is superior to all others. And that got a standing ovation. And,
that's so Talmudic.
Yeah, yes. It's, you know, we are better than you are, basically. And when, you know, this is brought up, this thing about our superior culture, I have to ask the question, what exactly is superior about our culture? I don't know about you or any of the listeners out there, but when I look around, all I see is fast food joints, endless entertainment, war, military worship, and I know that we have an American culture in there worth saving, but I don't think that any of us really were born into that culture. I think we have all grown up under Zionist occupation. We've been secularized. We've been treated like the Gentiles that are spelled out in the Talmud and in the Torah. So, I mean, I do want to preserve our national culture, but I think we still need to go back and find it. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think given that we've slaughtered 55 million children,
mm-hmm.
That we are immodest, immoral, and kind of depraved. That's not what I would consider the culture that I would embrace.
Right. And, they were going on and on about how Muslims are jeopardizing our way of life, and they want to take over the world. And I'll go over a couple speakers I listened to about six speakers, but I'll go over the ones that left the greatest impression on me. But first of all, obviously the main focus or the main emphasis was on Sharia law. And I understand that there are people out there who have a justifiable concern about Sharia law because there is such incessant propaganda, and it's really hard to find things that counter the...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
any day. I don't think we're going to get through another 12 months without seeing that happen. But you see, that's their main fear, is that a banking alternative would be introduced into American society, which would be so attractive that, I mean, you couldn't possibly turn it away, because Sharia-compliant banking means that a loan is given without interest. It's forbidden by Sharia. Interest is forbidden by Sharia. So, for instance, if you went in and you wanted a $100,000 loan for a home, they'd give you the $100,000. You'd be expected to pay the $100,000 back plus a fixed fee. That could be $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, whatever it is. But the thing is, it's not compounded interest. That's the most important thing that they try to stress in Sharia, is that to live a good life, you should never be burdened down with overwhelming debt. And this is the main crux of the Sharia hysteria. But, of course, they use that as a secondary thing. As, you know, that's something they don't really – they want you to fight it, but they really don't want you to know anything about it. They try to leave the impression that Sharia-compliant banking means that if you don't pay your bills, that Alibaba is going to come to your door, kick it down, and cut your head off with a curved sword. You see what I'm saying? That's what they're trying to do. So they build up this hysteria by cherry-picking things that happen in the Muslim world, extreme fatwas, honor killings, marriages of underage daughters, things of that nature. But what they don't tell you there as well is that even though you see these people and they look like stereotypical Muslims, stereotypical Arabs, these people aren't practicing Islam. They're practicing a perverted form of Islam, which isn't even Islam at all. We shouldn't even call it Islam. It's called Wahhabism. And Wahhabism is only 200 years old, and it was created by the Jews. Wahhabism is more Talmudic in nature than it is, has anything to do with Islam. Now, 90% of the Muslim world are Sunni, okay? And both Sunnis and Shia soundly reject Wahhabism. And you'll only find it in countries that are supported by the United States, like Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, and now Libya. Libya will now be a Wahhabi-compliant state. And it's used as a political tool for the ruling dictators, the monarchs. They don't practice it themselves. I mean, we all know, if you know anything about the Saudis, they're very decadent. I mean, they're very secular. It's all a front, and they use their clerics to wield power over their people through Wahhabism. So we can get into that a little later, and I can tell you how this Wahhabism all started and how it has Jewish links to it. But let me go on to what I saw next. Well, like I said, the reason that I came across this, it became very apparent, is because this Mr. Yerushalmi appeared not in person, but he was on a video link, or, you know, he was videotaped prior, and they kind of showed this. And he was urging the people to get involved in class action suits against banks that are Sharia compliant. I mean, his whole emphasis was, listen, we've got to go after the government. We've got to go after Islamic organizations, and we have to go after banks. Any of these banks who are considered Sharia compliant, we have to go after them. And that sounds really, you know, monolithic and ominous, you know, Sharia compliant. All that means is it's compatible with Sharia, okay? Mm-hmm. And that told me early in, okay, I know exactly what's going on. I understand now why all of this fear-mongering on Sharia. One of the other people who got up on stage was a guy named John Guandalo, and he's an ex-FBI agent who has quite an interesting past. As a matter of fact, he had to leave. Of course, they don't tell you this, but he had to leave the FBI because apparently they found a list of all his sexual conquests with people in the FBI and other branches of the government. I mean, he actually bragged about it. He's a married guy, so he's a philanderer. And he was actually sleeping with one of the witnesses on the case he was working on. So he's got some animosity against the FBI, and that's quite apparent by the things he said. First of all, he told the audience that the Muslim Brotherhood was now fully entrenched in the United States government. They were actually controlling Obama's administration. They were controlling the FBI. They're controlling
the Central
Intelligence
Agency. That is so ridiculous. It's just...
Yes, this is exactly what he said. They're controlling the Department of Homeland Security. And, we all see the evidence of that, don't we? We all see the CIA drone attacks on Jews, don't we? No. We see them on Muslims. We don't see Jews being harassed at the TSA checkpoint, wanting to know what's under their yarmulkes. You know, we don't see Jews being set up on these stings. Every time a Muslim is found to be connected to some kind of terrorist activity or plot, they never get through with it. We always find that the FBI is sent above. We don't see this happening with the Jewish people. So, you know, what is this Muslim Brotherhood, connection? Well, I'll tell you what that Muslim Brotherhood connection is. It's a very clever ploy, because when he says that the government has a intimate connection to the Muslim Brotherhood, it can be proven, because there does exist a very cozy relationship between the Muslim Brotherhood and the United States government. But it's not the way he puts it, where the United States government is subservient to the Muslim Brotherhood. It's actually just the opposite. The Muslim Brotherhood, for years, dating back all the way even to the creation of Israel, maybe even further than that, has been used by the CIA. This was revealed by Robert Barr in a book that he wrote, how they are used to rally support. And they're like the like Al-Qaeda. They're almost, they weren't a CIA creation, but they have been hijacked. They used to have noble goals back when it was first created. They were actually first created by a man who was opposed to Zionism and opposed to colonialism, but they were bought out. And now they're used kind of like Al-Qaeda to demonize Islam, to be used in to attack their enemies and all sorts of things. So it's a clever ploy, what Mr. Guandalo says, because you can look and find articles where Hillary Clinton says we need to establish some dialogue with the Muslim Brotherhood, which is behind a lot of the unrest, or I should say all of the unrest, in Syria. They're the ones who are stirring up all that trouble. They're poised to take over in Egypt. And they have received millions of dollars in support from the House of Saud, the Saudi Arabia, which is an ally of the United States, a monarchy. They have Wahhabi ideology, which they enforce on their people. They're the second largest buyer of American debt and main supplier of oil. And, so that's the relationship between the Muslim Brotherhood and the United States government. But, you see, part of the thing that appeals to Christian Zionists is that they have to feel as though they are under attack, as if their government is against them, and there is some kind of antichrist force that is, that is just about to put their heads in guillotine. You know, this is part of their whole thing. So it appeals to them when they hear these kinds of things. And he also said that all of the mosques, the majority of the mosques are controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, which is absolutely a falsehood. As a matter of fact, I don't have the information at my fingertips, but someone actually followed up on that claim and found, I think, out of 1,000 or 1,200 mosques, that they could only find like 4 places that had Muslim Brotherhood literature in the mosque. I mean, it soundly rejected Wahhabism and the Muslim Brotherhood throughout the Arab world. Except in the Middle East itself, where it is actually gaining a foothold, because as the United States continues its interventionist policies, it's much easier to persuade these Muslims to join in with this kind of extremism, which is really foreign to Sharia. But anyway, moving on to the next person who was of an unsavory character is Wufu Sultan. I don't know if you know this woman. She's of Arabic extract. She comes from Syria, and she claims to have lived in a, you know, in a Muslim nation, which she's witnessed the horrors of Islam, the oppression of women, the persecution of non-Muslims. But like I said, she comes from Syria, and Syria is not an Islamic governed country. It never was when she was living there.
Right, but if Fox News can use her, they're going to do it. And I think I've seen her on Fox News.
Yeah, she wrote this book called The God Who Hates.
And, yes.
Right. And actually, in Syria, Christians love Bashar al-Assad. They actually adore him. They feel safe under him. They're actually frightened what's going to happen when he's removed. And he will be removed because that's the will of Israel. That's the will of the United States. Anyway, Sultan... claims to have lived in this terribly oppressive Islamic country, but Syria doesn't use the Quran to govern its domestic policy. And come to find out, this woman like I said, she said she's been made to suffer under Islamic Sharia, Islamic Sharia dictatorship all these years. But if so, how could she have finished her medical degree at the University of Aleppo? You know, on top of that, you know, would an Islamic Sharia state as horrid as she described funded her education for free?
Is it? Probably not.
And she got her doctorate at this university. And this wouldn't happen under a brutal Islamic dictatorship governed under a Wahhabi-style Sharia. So she's absolutely lying. But she was up there, you know, claiming how women are abused and, You know, that can be proven, but that has nothing to do with Islam. I mean, that has to do with the individual, you know, family and what's going on in that family. A lot of men who claim to be Christians have beaten their wives. But, you know, they cherry pick these things and say that it's all because of Sharia, which would be just like us, you know, saying that the, I don't know, that guy, that Mormon sect, Mr. Jeffs, who just is now in prison for life.
Right.
Part of that Mormon sect. You know, it's like saying that any time you pick, you know, you see a Mormon who is arrested for beating his wife, that it's all because of Mormonism. I mean, that's not exactly true. But anyway,
sure.
Yeah.
we are coming up on a break.
The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Music, emotion, tears, charisma.
Oh, this was full of that. And, you know, her whole speaking engagements to colleges, she was brought before the Israeli Knesset, all over the country, is financed by the American Jewish Committee, the American Jewish Committee, which is the foreign policy wing of the Zionist lobby. So, you know, now she has two houses. I mean, she was living in an apartment, living hand to mouth. Now that she has spoken out against Islam and the cruelty to women, she now has a couple houses, got a couple smog check stations in California, so she's doing well. She has reason to say these lies, you know, to keep this money coming in.
Sure, but lying for Israel is very profitable, apparently.
Yeah. But the thing I do want to say about this conference is that there were probably about 500 people there, which I don't think is a lot of people, considering that it had a 3,900 or 4,000 seat capacity. But the good thing is that most of these people were in their 50s, maybe late 40s. That's the majority. I mean, out of 500 people, I didn't see perhaps maybe more than a dozen or two people who were under the age of 30, and probably less under the age of 20. So I don't think that this hysteria, the Sharia, fear-mongering.